Yeah, it is frustrating when you do that. Yeah, you can. I'm just proud of the way the guys have hung in there for 5 days. Really, I mean, you can see 520, and then in the last, right at the end of the game, you're the only side who needs 20 odd runs to win with 6 wickets left. And when the light fades, then you know, we've obviously done quite a number of things pretty well over the last three and a half days. We came off pretty much the same time as yesterday. The only query I have is, you know, in the letter of the law, is it unsafe to play? That's what I'm always told at match referees meetings. You know, is it unsafe? So that's my only query. But you know, it is so hard because obviously yesterday when the results were on and it looked dark and we were quite happy to come off and stuff. It is strange, isn't it? I can only go back to, you know, I've sat in so many meetings and, you know, is it unsafe or is it unfair? That's kind of the wording, or unsuitable for cricket, you know. Unsafe safety is obviously paramount, that's what I'm always told, but it didn't look unsafe. It's just obviously the rule. Yeah, fantastic. You know, Test cricket, a lot of it is played in the mind, and he's obviously had a tough introduction in the first day and a half of Test cricket, not getting a wicket. Bowling on probably the worst wicket you'd ever want to make your debut on as a leg spinner when you lose the toss. And I thought he bowled okay, you know. And it was just about hanging in there and doing the same stuff. You know, we know that leg spinners come into the game later on. And to get his rewards like he did and bowl like he did, which really sped up the game. So full credit to him for having that character and confidence in his ability to not get too down on himself. I think he saw the weight of the world lift off his shoulders when he got that wicket and he started to really bowl. But you still got to go through the hard yards, so full credit to him. Yeah, I think that, you know, the lads, you know, he's got some good friends at Yorkshire who's played a lot of cricket, obviously Johnny Bairstow, Joe Root, and obviously Paul Farbrace as well. Yeah. And as a captain, you always have a quiet word with the players, you know, along the way. So, but, you know, it's not down to anyone else, it's down to him. You know, sticking it out when it was tough, and still having the ability to and the confidence to rip his leg spinner, even when he hadn't got a wicket. But you know, as I said, I don't think he bowled as badly as his figure suggests. We know that in subcontinent conditions that the game can speed up towards the end, and obviously it did today. But when you concede 520, which I thought we bowled pretty well. Everyone said how flat the wicket was, and it was. Very flat wicket, and I thought we bowled pretty well. You know, all the seamers went way less than three and over, banging out good areas in hard heat and soft ball. So I can't fault their efforts and their skill. I think the way we bowled as well, always challenging. So fantastic there. The only way you're going to get back into the game is getting up close again to Pakistan or even past them. Luckily, we got past them. So obviously, I thought Joe Root came in. You know, continued his fine form, looked a different class above everyone else. Ian Bell, gutsy 60, Ben Stokes, another, you know, great 50 on his kind of subcontinent debut. Some really good, solid batting performance from the lads. And, you know, I was the one who was lucky to get in, and, you know, you have to go big. And Shoaib Malik did that for them. And it was my turn today. And someone else's turn in Dubai or Sharjah, because that's what you have to do. And I thought the way Malik played was, you know, fantastic innings, and it kind of showed everyone in our team that you need to do that first inning round. I don't quite know why I've got a good subcontinent record, but managed to score a few out here, and it's pretty much a patience game a lot of the time. It's playing to your strengths for as long as you can. It was hotter in Sharjah and Dubai. It's cooled down a little bit, so I think we had a rude awakening in those first three training days. Everyone was looking at each other, and you know, we've been to Colombo in April, and even Mahela was saying that in Dubai it was hotter and more humid. So if he was saying it, then we kind of breathed a sigh of relief. But once we knew what we were going to face, it just a matter of kind of buckling down. This is what we've got to deal with. Get your hydration, get all that stuff right, and don't moan about it. And it's cooled down a little bit to make it slightly more bearable. So, I think the most thing I was proud about is when you do 2 days in the dirt, to be able to back it up with 2 days batting. Not really. I mean, getting those two very early wickets meant you're in the game for quite a long time, because any time you get another quick bang, you know, and obviously with Yunis and Misbah, they're experienced and class players, and and what all those guys look up to. You know, if we could break that partnership, you never know. You know, there was talk of me getting off my long run at some stage, 15 overs to go maybe, but luckily didn't get to that. So it did surprise me how quickly it does, but it just shows in these conditions, you can things can change very quickly. Yeah, I am, actually. I am more the fact, you know, when you concede 520 and then you're the side, you know, pretty much going to win the game. And with an inexperienced side as well. So very, very proud of the lads. It's a really strange feeling because there's a feeling of disappointment in the dressing room, which it is very strange because we'd have taken, you know, everyone would have taken the result. Not taken the result, but at tea time, none of us saw what was going to happen. So just shows over the next 10 days of Test cricket, we've got to show the same kind of resilience and character and give yourself a chance going into the last 2 days. It's probably a little bit of both. You know, I'm very lucky that I know it's well documented, but the sweating thing does make it a lot easier. You know, you're not losing a huge amount of body fluids.
Did that
beat on? I did a dab on, yeah. Mild dab. But you know, that's one of the main advantages. And then it's a little bit, yeah. And mind over matter. I keep telling the lads it's my fitness, but I'd have to probably disagree with that. It's just a mind over matter. And you get into it, it's kind of this blissful routine. It didn't feel like 14 hours, but there's times where half an hour feels like 14 hours to me. Yeah, brilliant. And, you know, just show it, like, we know how important a leg spinner can be, but it's more, whether it's a leg spinner, it's just a quality of spinner, and as I say, he can change games very quickly, especially at the back end of the game. Well, it was a very exciting finish with the change. It's probably a day ahead, wasn't it? Like, if we'd have started on the wicket on day two, it would have been a better wicket. But, you know, it's so hard in to be a groundsman, you know, when it's 38 degree heat, you know, it could break up. I don't know anything about groundsmanship, so, you know, it's not an exact science. It's not just typing into a computer and you get a result. So let's not be too hard on the guy, on the team. It's just what it is. And I think that's the beauty of cricket. You know, you play on all kinds of conditions. Sometimes it's a road, sometimes it does all sorts. And I think let's just cherish it because you still get the result, exciting day at the end.